Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B List. I'm B. Today I have a special guest in the building. It's her first time here, but I've actually been on her podcast recently. I think it was in 2 weeks ago. Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, no, I think it was 3 weeks.
What is time?
Yeah.
I'm here with Dumois. Her podcast is called Do You. Hi, Do.
Hi.
So Rick is what do people call you, right?
Yeah, that's what they call me, but I just like the way you said it. I'm trying to see our... Oh, wait. We had like a really good episode, I think, with... Okay, no.
Yeah.
Actually, you hadn't come on in April 28th. We talked about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
We sure did. That was
going on. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I'm so sick of it.
I know. It's like crazy that...
It's weird the amount of... Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
No, it's just like crazy how sensationalized it's become. Like, do you ever look at the footage of people waiting outside for him of the courthouse?
Fucking weirdo fucking behavior. Like, it's not okay. So like, it's crazy. Fucking weird because it's like they're treating it like it's an amusement park ride. And I'm like, you do realize this is a domestic abuse dispute. Like, this is not like a fun. People are turning it into like a sideshow and it's like really dark. And
I know.
Dark times. 2022 is a lot darker than I really thought it was going to be, but
oh, it is.
Here we are. Monkeypox.
I know. I heard about that too. I just like pushed it right out of my mind because I can't spiral mentally anymore. You know, I wish it was like 2019 again. Where?
What do we say? Dumb and happy.
I'll take it because I can't handle like these past three years going out, right? Or 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost three. Yeah. Taking a toll.
Well, first things first. So you got the podcast. I was on Do You. And recent episode, you were talking to, I don't know who it was. It was like some model, but were you talking about dating apps? You were talking about Raya? Raya? Is it Raya or Raya?
I say Raya, but maybe it is Raya. Yeah. We were talking to this like really beautiful and voluptuous model who literally has dated so many celebrities, and she was kind enough to share her experience, and she actually got caught. She got booted off the app today. She got booted off the dating app for talking about it publicly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
I felt really bad.
Maybe Elon Musk can buy it.
He has enough on his plate.
Fucking hate him. Do you have any do people ever write you about him?
No. I mean, literally I'm trying to think cuz I think people are scared of him. I mean, he comes up whenever she comes up or whenever Grimes comes up. That's the only time, but it's never anything individual to him, and honestly, I'd be scared of him.
Yeah.
There was an account on Instagram who literally was so popular, people were writing, like they were including her information in articles, and all they posted about was Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Do you know this account?
No. What was it called?
Like House in Habit or something.
Mm. But you know
anyway,
what? Like, you're the only real gossip.
No, she could have the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp story because it's so layered and there's so many people that will attack you for posting the wrong thing.
And it's just like it upsets people on the other side no matter what. So I just don't even touch it. I'm like, because I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, what is there to know? Like their lives are already being, you know, exploited in court. So like there's no other gossip to know. Everything about him is like out there.
And from what I hear, it sounds like they're both pretty toxic. And I'm like, it's like very, it's like Americans, it's like one or the other. They can't understand that two things can be true at the same time. Two people can be incredibly toxic together. And I don't know, it doesn't like register because some people have to like villainize her or villainize him. And I'm like, I don't know, sometimes everyone's bad, you know?
No, I agree. I don't think he's completely innocent, but yeah. I mean, this has gotten out of hand.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. I did a really shitty job introducing you, by the way, because by the way, everyone, Dumas is, if you don't know, but I mean, there should be no introduction. I think everyone that's probably listening to this knows who you are. You're Dumas on Instagram, and it's basically a anonymous gossip. How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's like, I don't, it's not a blog because I don't editorialize anything. I just post what people send me. Mm-hmm. I just say like an account, like a social media account.
That's what people like, you know, people, when I first started getting some followers on Instagram, I mean, I'm still pretty small. I'm not like one, what do you have, like 1 million?
I think it's 1.5.
Oh yeah, okay, no, flips just, hair, yeah.
No, I mean...
No, but it's like people ask you to describe, like people would be like, are you an influencer? I'm like, no, I'm kind of like the anti-influencer, I think. But who knows? Maybe to the outside perspective, maybe I am. I don't know. But I don't really describe myself as like a meme account because I don't really make memes. I just honestly, I feel like it's a diary, but I feel like we use
it. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But it's like, I feel like we use it the same way because you don't really post as much on the feed as you do in your stories. And I'm the same way.
Yeah. I mean, you're way funnier than I am. Like you post like hilarious observations and like, you know, make them humorous. And I think it's genius. So yeah, I do post in the same, you know, like technical fashion. We just post in stories. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I always felt like it's safer to do that personally. I feel like it's less abrasive for me to put my opinions in a story because I feel like if you have a complaint about it, you literally clicked on this story. Like you went out of your way to find this. So if you have a problem with it, maybe mute my stories.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
It's like,
yes.
It's like, it feels like a safe space for it.
Yeah, I agree. And it doesn't live unless, I mean, I make highlights. But I don't know if you make highlights, but it doesn't, but it's different. A highlight's different because, you know, how many people are like looking through all the highlights? Like as a spectator, I rarely look through people's highlights. So
a lot of people look through mine because you know what? I used to post like when I would be in like Fire Island and there would just randomly be some like drunken gays fighting on the boardwalk or someone would send me a video of it. Then I would have to do a play by play. Some of those are worth saving.
Wait, now I'm like dying to see it. Back. Now I'm gonna look at your
I'm gonna
highlights.
Send it. I'm gonna send it to you after this. Highlights. Oh, if you haven't seen it, you haven't lived. But we'll get into that later.
But now, like, I'm just like I'm retracting my statement. I'm gonna stalk your highlights later. Yeah.
I noticed you have merch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have for a while, but I noticed one B-list fuckboy.
Yes, that was a limited edition. That was a limited edition. Yeah. I mean, if you're B-list or under, you're automatically a fuckboy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just the way it is. Like, you could be an A-list fuckboy, but it's just not the same. Like, B-list fuckboys
are... not going to hit the same.
No. They're much more... like, B-list, they're much more open about it.
It's different.
It does.
A-list dick hits different.
It does. So, that's why it's
Do you know? Wait, do you know from experience? Have you ever been on a date with an A-lister?
No. No, that's why I had Paige on my podcast because I wanted her describe every single detail. I was like, so what did Ben Affleck order? And she was like, rolls. But in my mind, I'm like, I really want to ask her what kind of rolls, but I'm going to seem like such a freak for like...
Oh, sushi rolls.
Yeah, sushi rolls.
I was I thought you meant like bread rolls. I was like, he doesn't eat carbs. Actually, he does.
Well, he ate sushi. So,
that's true.
Yeah. But like, I wanted to know every single detail. So, no, I haven't. And no, I would never because now I feel like I know where all their dicks have been. And I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't need to go there personally.
Ever been on an A-list date? No. Have you ever been on a date with a B-lister?
No, I've never been on a date with like anyone.
A reality
star? I'll say this.
I have
been on a group date with someone who's like a group date, like not a group hangout. Like it kind of got flirty.
Like in middle school, when you go to like the movies with a group of people?
No, this is adulthood in New York with somebody who's like well known. Like if I told you who it was, you'd be like, oh, but I'm not going to say. But yeah, so tell me about you've been out with reality stars.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. But people can guess. But yeah, no.
Just wait. Same. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess the show? Okay. So you live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Fire Island.
You live in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it's like it's pouring and there's like major. There's major lightning. I'm like, what the hell's happening?
And I'm going to dinner after this. I'm gonna be like,
yeah. Oh man, it's gonna be hard to. I don't know how you transport yourself, but it's gonna be hard to get an Uber.
So yeah.
Yeah. Are you trying to distract me from guessing like who you went on a date with?
Go for it.
Because I'm sensing like
you won't get it.
Oh, okay. Then forget it. I don't even want to rack my brain.
You won't get it.
Okay, because I'm already racking my brain and nothing's coming up. So,
yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, honestly, like I like to go on dates with people that, like, if they don't even have an Instagram, I'm like, oh my God, are you a unicorn? Like, that's the best.
Doesn't it turn you on?
Yeah, like if they have over 10,000 followers, the dick is ran through. Like,
are you saying like, that's what you find like being gay, like that's how it is, or you're saying like you I think in general
a little bit.
Okay, good, right? To know, this is a good tip. If a follower has more than 10,000 followers, their dick's been ran through.
I have like 42.3, so you can my dick is not ran through, you guys.
Yeah, you
I
just swear. Outed yourself.
I think it's not
you
ran
just
through.
Literally outed wow. yourself.
This is not you, going well.
You literally.
This is like self dragging for the next hour. My God.
I don't even think you realize what you said until just now.
No, it's true though.
Okay, good to know. I'd like to alert my followers too.
What do you feel about lunch dates?
Oh my God. Paige was also talking about a lunch date.
Because I heard about it. I heard you talking
Ben
about
Affleck
it.
Took her out. I personally like. I wouldn't be turned off by it. I get why she was, but I would not be turned off by it because I also like to be home at night. So like going on a date, getting a little tipsy, maybe taking it back to your apartment, you know, like watching a movie, ordering in, like, or whatever. Like that to me sounds like, that to me sounds fun.
That just sounds like a really long date though. You
know? Well, like, I was just.
I don't want a man in my apartment for that long.
Wait, you don't know? Go on dates that long?
I mean, if I really like the person, but I don't usually meet people that I like that much. I love day drinking. I love a day drink. I don't know. I just feel weird about lunch dates. I need my daytime stuff to be for me, you know?
Yeah,
the way
I get
my anxiety
that too.
Is set up, I have to like mentally fortify my brain to like have to be, because it feels like when you're on dates, it feels like a job interview after a while, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. I mean, there's so many like instances where like, if you've talked to someone like intimately or for a long time, don't you just sit down and like feel awkward at first, but then that you don't have to go through all the interviewing questions.
The other thing, and I was going to say but you don't relate because so many people don't know who you are. And we're going to talk about this in a second, cause I find it so interesting, but, but on my, like, people sometimes, especially in gay world, it's so small. So sometimes I feel like people will like know who you are. Not even if you have an internet following or anything like that. It's just like everybody seems to know stuff about everybody. So when you sit down with someone, I feel like they kind of already have like an idea of who you are. So it's just like a little bit, you can't help. It's like nerve wracking, you know?
Yeah, no, I bet. I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. But for you, I mean, people constantly try to guess your identity is. Do you get that a lot? Do appearances like, and you never revealed your face or anything like that, or who your true identity. But you know, the number one thing I always hear, or maybe it's just something that stuck with me, but people were always like, I think Dumois is Ali Shapiro. Do you know Ali Shapiro? Yeah. Do you get that a lot? Jill Zarin's daughter.
She made a TikTok about it. So yes, ever since then, like I have been hearing a lot about it. You don't
sound anything like her. So it's like,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't even know what she's doing with her life. Like, does she travel? Does she have a personal life? Does she have fun? Because if she can answer yes to any of those things, then she's definitely not running this town.
Okay.
So that's what I'll say about that.
Have we met in person? Because, okay, so the thing is that we started talking around the winter time, right? And you hosted a party with my friend Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Leah McSweeney. And I forget what it was, like Studs.
Was it, yeah, the Studs party? Studs. Yep.
And I was there and I met so many girls. And then I met, like, you know, the girls from Summer House and stuff like that. But were you there? Did I meet you?
I don't know. Do you feel like you did?
I don't know. So many girls.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I would probably just blend in. Like, I don't look any you know, specific way.
Okay.
So same.
same.
So yeah, I don't know. Okay. But I love Leah. Leah's great.
She's great. Just went to lunch with her the other day, or dinner. Shout out to Leah. Her book's doing well. If you guys missed her on Roni, she's got some big stuff coming up. I can't divulge what's coming up, but it's big. So I told you offline, so you know.
Yeah, I'm like super excited for her. I actually read her book. It's like, it's really interesting. Yeah, because
she's got an interesting life.
Yeah, she does. And like, I had her on my live show and I said to her, what's most interesting is like, you really downplayed your addictions, because she was fucked up.
Dude, like the stories, like.
I know. Yeah. She downplayed, like, I know she talks about being sober on the show, but like, you really have to read her book to understand like how deep in it she was. She wasn't just like getting, you know, tipsy on the weekends, you know, off like a kegger in her friend's backyard, like the rest of us high school students. She was partying.
Do you ever talk about, just to sidetrack, do you ever talk about like what region of the U.S. are you originally from?
I don't really ever talk.
You don't want to judge it? Okay.
No.
Totally fine. Okay. Totally fine. But you were recently on Z-Way.
I was.
Or it was probably a while ago, right? I mean,
well, actually it was filmed in January, and one of the questions she asked me is like, who were my favorite Black actors or actresses? And one of the fucking people I named was Will Smith. And I went on and on about how I've never heard anything bad about Will Smith, and that how he's like the nicest, most genuine guy, which is all true. Like, I've heard all that. And then the fucking Oscars happens. So I recorded that in January and it just came out now. So I sound like, you know, like Will Smith, and how he's the nicest guy. But like, I really had heard that he was so nice. But then, you know, it's interesting. Well, and I don't think I've ever really talked about this, because I didn't really like talk about the slap that much. But before the slap, all I heard from people is how amazing he is, like truly the nicest guy.
That's I've heard the same.
But after the slap, people came out of the woodwork being like, this doesn't surprise me.
That always happens.
He has anger issues. And I'm like, wait, did I just like hallucinate? Like, all the Will Smith like gossip I've received. Like,
no, because it's that's how social media culture is. It's like Zoe Kravitz came out in opposition of him, right? She did that post and then literally overnight got canceled by Twitter, and they started pulling up all these receipts. Do you remember? Like, they were
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They canceled her in 5 seconds, and I was like, wait, but y'all been sitting on this forever? Like, what?
Yeah, but I don't mean.
They were getting everybody. Even Lenny Kravitz was catching stray bullets. It was crazy.
They also went after Joshua Jackson, and not to do anything, nothing to do with Will Smith, but for some reason, Joshua Jackson got fucking roped into this whole thing, which I found so random.
So hilarious. Yeah.
Because people were sending me tweets about Joshua Jackson cheating on Jody.
Yeah.
Her name's Jody, right?
Jody, I believe. Yeah. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh my God. She's fucking drop dead. And they make like such a stunning couple. And
so naturally he probably cheats on her then. That's how it always happens.
Well, it was before the baby. Like, it was like in the beginning of their relationship. And you want to know what? Like, I believe it. I hate to break anyone who's like, and I'm a huge Joshua Jackson fan, but you know, he's a man. And in the beginning of the relationship, like maybe they weren't exclusive and he was still talking to other girls or like whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But still, like, I still like got a little pang of like why they were going after him. And that was why. I don't know why. I mean, but that's what they were saying. He cheated on her, his wife, his now wife.
It's vicious out there.
It really is. It's like so crazy. I'm like, why are you bringing Joshua? Lenny Kravitz. It's like, but I think she got over that. Like people, it was stupid. And I felt like people are over it now. I don't think she's canceled. Do you?
I mean, I haven't heard any, but like, to be honest, I don't really follow Zoe Kravitz like that. So y'all could cancel her and I would not even know. Like, I don't think I've ever watched anything that she's in besides the Batman and, the show about the white women. The HBO. Why am I brain farting about this?
Big Lies.
Big Lie or Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. Yeah.
The white woman show.
I was like, it's like the white woman show. About? And then I was like, when you kept saying the white woman show, I finally fucking got it. Because
white women go up for that show. Oh my God.
Do they really?
Yeah, they love to put on like a shawl and just drink some Sauvignon Blanc and stare at the ocean. Same, I get it. Such a vibe.
So fucking true.
So
that
true.
Is so true. But Real also, like,
Montecito or whatever the fuck it is.
But yeah, it's like around there. But also, now that you said that, I get why people get so upset whenever I posted that the cast was not friends, because I've posted that there have been like issues between Reese and Nicole. Yeah. Okay, I can get someone being like, oh, that sucks, but people would come hard for it. Yeah. And now I know why, because white women go hard for the show.
They really do. Representation matters, Dumois. Representation matters.
Okay.
Harry Styles came out with an album today.
Oh, thank God, finally. Maybe,
you know,
now
I'm not really a Harry Styles fan, but I was like, you know, I was listening to a little bit of it today, got bored when I was working, and I was like whispering to myself, I was like, Harry Styles isn't that bad.
I heard it's amazing. I heard it's so good. Everyone that has listened to it has said it's like so good. So
I'm gonna need drink on it. I'm gonna need to like have a couple of drinks, and then, you know what didn't hit though?
What?
Jack Harlow's album.
I have a question.
What?
The single was when he like did, he sampled the Fergie song, right? But that was just a single from the whole album. Yeah. People are saying aren't that great. Because that song isn't bad.
It's okay. It lasted for a week. Like it did exactly what it was supposed to do. We needed some hope. We were like, springtime. It's not, the weather's not hitting. It gave us a hit. And then we were like, we threw it out so quick. We threw it out quicker than like an ASOS like party dress. Like you wear once and just toss it in the trash. That's what Jack Harlow's music is. It was never supposed to last, but Pitchfork gave him 2.9. Because, you know, the highest score you can get is 10.
Yeah.
They gave him 2.9 for his album.
That's so sad.
They couldn't even round up to 3. The disrespect.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew the song was out. And then, you know, I forget that a whole album comes with it. But that's really, really sad.
You want to hear some choice parts of the... okay. They said... The charismatic rapper's second album captures absolutely none of his real life persona. It is among the most insipid, vacuous statements in recent pop history. Whew.
That makes me want to listen to it now. That's actually a good review.
There are TikTok reviews about it. People are just dragging him still. I was like, maybe just deactivate your account for a couple of days.
Okay, so that's what I'll check the TikToks.
One more. Harlow's charisma does not translate onto the record, and instead we're left with a one-trick pony without a discernible trick.
I mean, I guess if he gets a lot of downloads, like, who cares what the critics said? That's the rating.
Yep. Here's a couple of other people that rated higher than him. Carly Rae Jepsen, Katy Perry, with her Smile album.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig scored higher than Jack Harlow.
Well, Peppa Pig is like a rock star to toddlers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope it doesn't like make him be a one hit wonder. Like, you know what he needs? He needs a collab. He needs to get on another record with somebody else, like he did with Lil Nas. Yeah, like he needs to collab, because that can save him. So I feel like a lot of people would collab with him. So I feel like he'll be fine.
He's like Diet Drake.
I mean, very, very Diet Drake. That's like actually a compliment.
Yeah.
Because Drake, to me, I think is really good, his music.
He's like movie theater soda fountain Diet Coke. You know how it's like super flat when you get it, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, it's like not like the can. It's like that. Like, he's like,
Well, he'll be fine. Yeah. He, you know what? He probably pulls mad chicks.
Yeah. I'm not worried.
I don't think a 2.9 would, you know.
Rihanna.
Rihanna had a baby.
Yeah. She kept it secret, just like Rihanna, to have it on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, is that when they reported that the baby actually was born? Okay, yeah.
So yeah. Rihanna.
I mean, I think like people knew she was going in because I had heard from a lot of people. So I think it was scheduled.
Yeah.
So maybe she was a little bit past her due date. Maybe she had a C-section because you usually have to.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, not that it matters. I don't think, you know, people care if she, how she gave birth, but yeah. So I guess we'll wait for a name, which I'm sure.
It's going to be funky. Can't wait.
It's going to be so good. And I'm she'll announce it in her own way. You know, I can't wait to see how she does it.
Good for her. I really want to talk about Cara Delevingne. So have you, so if everyone is not aware at this point, what rock you're like living under, but Cara Delevingne basically stole the show at the Billboard Music Awards. She was acting incredibly erratic, or like herself, I guess.
Yes.
Both on the red carpet and during the actual ceremony. She was basically there accompanying Meg Thee Stallion. Doja Cat was sitting in front of them. Basically, she was just kind of like jumping in conversations. She was holding up like Megan's train from her dress and throwing it in the air to make like dramatic effect during the paparazzi shots and all this funky shit. This is like the Cara that I know and that I've seen.
Yeah.
So this is not anything like, you know what I mean? But I'm curious to get your take on this, because I wonder if you have like any blind items that, or not blind items, but I mean any kind of like stuff about her.
No, like I'm with you where it's like not surprising.
Yeah.
So I don't know why everyone's so concerned.
It was funny. I think, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, there's so many TikToks and tweets about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known this already. I mean, she also like hooked up with literally everyone, like supposedly she's hooked up with Rihanna, you know, she's hooked up with Selena. She's hooked up with Suki Waterhouse, like Sienna Miller is another one.
Do you have to say allegedly, or is that like,
I said supposedly.
Oh, supposedly. Okay, yeah.
Okay, supposedly. Yeah. That's like the rumor. Allegedly, supposedly, like those are the rumors. And
listen, we love her. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know why people are so surprised. Well, did you see Azalea Banks was
yes. So
tweeting about her. Yeah.
I do. So I want to talk about that, but then so this kind of brings me to Halloween, I hosted a party with Leah McSweeney, and Cara was also one of the hosts, and Azealia Banks was performing. And I'm sure you saw the video going around of like Cara on stage.
Yeah.
Pretending to like fellate Azealia while she's performing, and it was just as wild in person, and it was like the entire performance. I thought it was part of the performance. I was just kind of like didn't even understand what was going on. I mean, there was enough stuff going on in this room anyways. It was at the Box, you know, the Box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were fist fighting in front of our table. Glasses were being broken. I mean, it was just like the slums that night. But so like Kara doing all that on stage was like the least of our concerns that night. But I was looking back at a lot of the videos that I had, and I was like, wow, this is like really what she does. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't know. Like maybe people didn't know. So maybe that's why it's like concerning or, you know, seems.
But weird. People were asking Azealia about that stuff because, you know, that video resurfaced when I put it online. And it was like, I guess the New York or even like Newsweek wrote about it. Azealia basically defended her, saying that they're like, you know, that's her girl. Like this is, she doesn't fetishize Black women, which is something that people were saying just because of her behavior. And she said, basically that's her girl. And she was just defending her. And
well, she said, also said,
you never know which direction Azealia is going to go with stuff.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? She also said that Kara's life is full of fake friendships, like in the past. Yeah. And then people tried sabotaging her. Because they were jealous. And and it says, I'm reading it right now. Poppy, her sister, always made Kara feel sad and lonely. Because, you know,
always with the cheat threads.
Oh, God.
Can I just say, by the way, that I'm so happy she's back on Twitter.
I don't follow her on Twitter. I did follow her on Instagram. I didn't even know she tweeted a lot.
Oh yeah. She got banned.
She got banned.
And then when Elon, I guess somehow like got right back through the doors. She's not blue check yet, but she's tweeting up a storm.
Wait, why did she get banned? Was she like fighting with people or something? I forget
what it was. She constantly, you know, that's what, you know.
I know, but I didn't know.
I forget what it was though.
Fans or what?
It might have been the language. I'm not completely sure, but honestly, you never know with her. But it's just like,
wow.
I love the mess, though. You know, so
yeah.
But Azealia basically went at Megan, though. Did you catch that part? Azealia accused Megan of having, quote unquote, the nerve to shade Kara, as she claimed that Roc Nation is, quote unquote, always trying to use Kara as a way to push their artists into the fashion world. Which is interesting because Roc Nation is also represents Rihanna, who used to hang out with Kara. So there might be something to that, right? It's kind of all.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't read it. I saw there was a lot of tweets, so I didn't get to read them all. But
I know that's the thing about Azealia. You got to sit down. You got to maybe get a glass of water.
I didn't see it. So I mean, it could be. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's such a weird, like, shady world, Hollywood, that, like, the things that we know is, like, just scratches the surface, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. Doja, by the way, is having throat surgery. Did you read all this? Her tonsils got infected. She just said today she's going in for emergency tonsil surgery because she got a huge infection because at the Bill Burr Music Awards, she forgot that she was on antibiotics for an infection and basically drank wine and vaped the entire night. How do you forget you're on antibiotics for a throat infection and you just sit there vaping all night? I love this woman so much, you guys. Like, Doja Cat is so funny to me.
Okay, she was on antibiotics. She already had a throat infection, and she would
and vaped all day,
and it gave her a tonsil infection.
Yep. And then they had to like cut into it and it's all this stuff. And so now she's having to cancel her tour with The Weeknd.
Wait a minute. This sounds weird. Like there must be something else.
It's giving Britney Spears broke her knee during the outrageous music video shoot and then had to get emergency knee surgery. And then we just never saw her again for several years. You know what I mean? It sounds like that. Because Doja doesn't enjoy.
Weird.
Well, Doja's complained a lot recently about the whole music industry and how she's done with music after this album. She doesn't want to, she sounds like she's really fucking over it. You know what I mean?
Then that's what it is. And they're making this as an excuse because did anyone like WebMD this shit? Like, how do you get tonsil infection just from like,
people? I think you can from vape though. I think you really can. Vape is really bad.
No, I know, but like, how did she just get, why is she blaming being on antibiotics and then and drinking and vaping from giving her the tonsil infection? I don't know. It just sounds weird, I guess. I just feel like I've known a million people who are on antibiotics who drank and smoked. And it just
means none of them are singers.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's a little, something's up. That's just my opinion.
Wendy Williams.
Oh God, poor thing.
I think she is, let me see. I think she has a financial guardianship now.
Mm, yeah, I saw that. She was asking for her money, access to her money.
Oh, I don't really have anything to add about it. It's sad. But that's where we're at, people. Because people always write me. People write me as if I'm like her representative. People DM me. They're like, what's going on with Wendy? I'm like, I don't, like, y'all let me know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. Like, people would message me, like, they saw her in a wheelchair, or somebody messaged me before all this broke out. Like, way before, like, a couple, like, the week that she got really sick, and said that they saw an ambulance.
Yeah.
Like, cart her away or something outside an apartment downtown. I don't know where she lives.
She's so dramatic. I think it's downtown. Well, I think she actually might be in Midtown near the studio. But
yeah,
I'm not
I don't know exactly where it was, but somebody said they saw
Wendy seems like a Midtown girl.
She kind of does, right?
Right?
Or like, yes, she does.
Like she feels like
she could be
very
Upper
old
East.
School New York. Yeah. But she gives me like I feel like she would be like one of those few people that's like totally fine living by Penn Station, you know, I could not ever be me, but like, that's what Wendy is. She's like, oh, you got the hot dog stands downstairs. I love it. Like, I feel like she would be like, yeah, love it. The hot dog cart. I just feel like she would do that. She loves street meat. You know, she's like a true New Yorker.
I guess I don't know that much about her, but I saw in the video, like, she was in her apartment and she looked like she was in like a very, like a high rise glass encased room.
Prison.
So,
aww. Yeah. We love you,
Wendy. Yeah. So, I know. I hope she's okay.
So, listen, I want to talk to you about some blind items that you've kind of been posting lately. We're going to kind of get into them. We're going to kind of reveal them, talk about like some things that are happening. I also have some really interesting news coming from Real Housewives of New York City. And some other things. So I want to talk about those on the B side on the bonus episode. But do you want to tell the people right now about your podcast, any upcoming episodes you've got going on, any appearances and anything you've got happening?
Yeah. I mean, I have a podcast and it's called DEUX/U, and it's wherever you listen to your podcasts. And basically I talk about information, me and my guests talk about information that is not posted on Instagram. So it's exclusive information, to the podcast. And I've revealed a couple like big things recently on the podcast that I talked about first on the podcast, and then it like just spills over into Instagram. And then I also have a live show on Spotify, and we have guests come on and do a Q&A, and that's a lot of fun. That's on Spotify. It's called Do Me After Dark. And then I have a book coming out in November. Called Anon, please.
It's called what? Anon, please. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I love that. PLZ.
Yeah.
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 So cool.
And that's it.
Check that stuff out, guys. Check us out on the bonus episode. We're going to talk about more. We're going to head over to the B side right now to subscribe to the bonus episodes. You can get this bonus episode and any previous ones and all future ones. Go to patreon.com/thebelist. And you could subscribe there. I want to thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the B side. Bye.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.